That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
On 20th July 1969, it was first step of humankind on moon, and now we are heading towards Mars. Hello, I'm Jashan Singh and you're welcome to the show.
Volume alert.
Instead of saying we are heading towards Mars, I would say today we are very much familiar with Mars. It's not too far when we see a man to step on Mars. From the very first mission, Mariner 9 in 1971, which was an artificial satellite sent to Mars for just having a mapped pictures of the planet, to Curiosity rover in 2012, we had acquired great amount of information, but not sufficient. This whole knowledge is a combined effort of number of missions like ExoMars TGO, Trace Gas Orbiter by European Space Agency, Mangalyaan by India, MMX, that is Martian Moons Exploration Mission by Japan, and total 49 of them, including those get failed and still counting. The science goal behind all of these missions relates to national space policy for sending humans to Mars in the 2030s. Similar to the history of exploration of Earth's moon, robotic missions to Mars provide a crucial understanding of the environment and test innovative technologies for future human explorations. NASA once again had successfully made it to Mars with its Perseverance rover. Though I had read somewhere that Perseverance rover had given with its nickname Percy, but it isn't given on their official website, so I'll be using the official name. Perseverance is an SUV-sized Mars rover, manufactured by the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and launched on 30th July 2020. Confirmation that the rover successfully landed on Mars was received on 18th February 2021. As of 23rd February, when I am recording this, Perseverance has been on Mars for 5 sols, that is 5 Earth days, since landing. Sol is a solar day on Mars that we can call as a Mars day. Perseverance has a similar design to its preceding rover, Curiosity, from which it was moderately upgraded. It carries 7 primary payload instruments, 19 cameras and 2 microphones. The rover is also carrying the mini helicopter Ingenuity, an experimental aircraft that will attempt the first power flight on another planet. Mars exploration at NASA follows the water. Earlier missions had found that liquid water existed on Mars in the distant past. Perseverance's old cousin, the Curiosity rover, explored the habitability of Mars. It found nutrients and energy sources that microbes could have used and established that Mars indeed had regions that could have been friendly to the life in the ancient past. So now the question arises, did life take hold on the red planet? Perseverance takes the next step by looking for the sign of past life itself. For this, the rover has given with 4 aims, or you can say 4 goals, and will be its reason to survive as long as possible. Earlier rovers first focused on and confirmed that Mars once had habitable conditions, so the first goal is to focus on surface-based studies of the Martian environment, seeking preserved signs of biosignatures in rock samples that formed in ancient Martian environment with conditions that might have been favorable to microbial life. It is the first rover mission designed to seek signs of past microbial life. Past Martian climate conditions would be another focus of the Perseverance rover mission. The rover's instruments are looking for evidence of ancient habitable environments where microbial life could have existed in the past. The rover is designed to study the rock record to reveal more about the geological processes that created and modified the Martian crust and surface through time. Every layer of rock on the Martian surface contains a record of the environment in which it was formed. The rover seeks evidence of rocks that formed in water and that preserve evidence of organic, the chemical building blocks of life. The Perseverance rover is demonstrating key technologies for using natural resources in the Martian environment for life support and fuel. It is also monitoring environmental conditions so mission planners understand better how to protect future human explorers. Ingenuity is a robotic rotorcraft that is planned to be used to test the technology to scout targets of interest on Mars and help plan the best driving route for future Mars rovers. The small drone helicopter is planned for deployment in the first 30 sols, that is about 31 Earth days, after the landing of the Perseverance rover. Ingenuity is attended to demonstrate technologies needed for flying in the Martian atmosphere. If successful, these technologies could enable other advanced robotic flying vehicles that might be included in future robotic and human missions to Mars. They could offer a unique viewpoint not provided by current orbiters high overhead or by rovers and landers on the ground, provide high-definition images and reconnaissance for robots or humans, and enable access to terrain that is difficult for rover to reach. The human exploration of Mars has been an aspiration since the earliest day of modern rocketry. Robert H. Goddard credits the idea of reaching Mars as his own inspiration to study the physics and engineering of spaceflight. Proposals for human exploration of Mars have been made throughout the history of space exploration. Currently, there are multiple active plans and programs to put humans on Mars within the next 10 to 30 years, which are both governmental and private. So it would be interesting to see this astonishing missions and colonizing of Mars. And today NASA has released the very first real footage of the rover's descent and touchdown on Mars. That are really breathtaking. You can check that on their official website, or otherwise I'll link that in the description. You must go and check that one. And now that's it for this episode. I will meet you in another such great episode. And if you like the podcast, please subscribe it or follow it on whatever platform you are listening to it. And share it with your friends and family. And don't forget, love yourself, thank yourself, choose a different path, and never step back.